Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Krall. Three Lakes Police released the name of the person killed in the weekend motorcycle crash as 51-year-old Jonathan D. Lipke of Three Lakes. Three Lakes Police report authorities were called Friday evening to a crash on Highway X near the intersection of Shackelford Road. The preliminary investigation indicated the motorcycle was northbound on Highway X, then it failed to negotiate a curve and left the road. Normally, they're on the same page. The conservative group Americans for Prosperity in Wisconsin is calling out Republican lawmakers for a proposal to raise revenue for roads. Group spokesperson Eric Bott says the per-mile fee on drivers is basically a tax. Republicans rejected the governor's idea of hiking the Wisconsin fuel tax. The per-mile fee would be part of a transportation budget in the next two-year spending plan for the state. A Wausau man is facing federal charges for hacking and selling other people's Kohl's cash discounts. The FBI says Robert Gordon hacked into other people's Kohl's cash discount accounts and sold off their coupons online. They allege he made about $93,000 in the scam. Police got tipped off after complaints were made and tracked Gordon through digital trails he left online. If convicted, he could face up to 45 years in prison. And charges are expected to be filed later this week in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old Wausau man. Troy Wilcox was killed last Friday. Witnesses tell police Wilcox was drinking with a group of friends when he was last seen. They say 18-year-old David Anselmo was with him. Wausau police expect Anselmo to be charged with second-degree reckless homicide. And Wisconsin leads the nation in a dubious category, the number of fatal falls among its elderly residents. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services points to a growing elderly population, lifestyle hazards, and better reporting of incidents for the nearly 1,400 people over age 65 who accidentally fell to their death in the most recent year. The number is going higher. Other factors, including the state's high obesity rate and alcohol consumption, could be additional factors. Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation has joined with the state in an effort called Inspire Wisconsin, a way to connect businesses and the state's K-12 system. Grow North's Executive Director Brittany Byers says students in grades 6 through 12 develop a profile as to where they want to go in their careers.
Inspire allows businesses to put up a profile and then even deepen the engagement by building relationships with local schools so that they can do career mentorships, job shadows, leading to internships, youth apprenticeships.
Byers says Inspire is a way to give students and educators a deeper understanding of the jobs that are available.
Inspire Grow North is being deployed by Grow North in the CESA 9 region. So we're working with the schools and the businesses specifically to put up their business profiles. So if people are interested in building a profile for their business, that really allows them to show all of the career paths inside of it.
Byers says they help businesses put the profile online. She says the businesses can talk more with the schools and offer job shadows. They're working hard now, she says, to get as many businesses online as possible before the start of the next school year. Grow North is a regional organization for Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and covers Forest, Florence, Marinette, Lincoln, Langlade, Oconto, Oneida, and Vilas counties. And a Milwaukee man was lucky enough to win $12,000 at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino last week. Then 2 days later, he won another $13,000. Somehow word got out that Christopher Czarnecki and his roommate were then victimized by three armed robbers on Saturday. They forced Czarnecki to open his safe and they took his winnings. He says he learned his lesson, and if he ever wins big again, he'll take the cash to the bank, not home. The weather forecast for the rest of the day, look for skies to be partly cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Then tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before midnight and more rain overnight with a low around 49. Wednesday, showers are likely mainly in the morning, cloudy with a high near 59. It's going to be breezy. And then by Thursday, sunny with a high near 67. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Krall.